Right.
Pick up the dynamite for holding it down every day during lunch. You make my work, break, an awesome day.
Thank you.
Big ups. Yeah.
Okay, big ups.
Right on.
Big ups
to you.
Right on.
Homie.
Thank you. Whatever.
Thank you, homeboy.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show. On 11, Don and Mike Show on 11. Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show on 11. Going off 3. Don and then, Where is Jaka? Where is Jaka? Where is Jaka? Dormey do. Where is Lanka? Dun. Where is Don? Here I am. Where is Ron? Dormey do. Where is Mike? Here I am. Dun. Where is Mike? Here we are, the Don and Mike Show. Where is Lisa? Where is Jeff? Here we are. Producers of the Don and Mike Show. Here we are. Where is Buzz? Here I am. Where is Charlie? Charlie Boyle. Where is Robbie? Here I am. Don't make me, the Don and Mike Show. On WJFK, 106.7, 11 to 3.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
I'm in love. To be in love.
It may be kind. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We're trying.
While
we're running way late, let's get right to a Friday favorite. We got someone special coming in today. Big movie star.
Been
with us many times. I hope you brought an interpreter today. Star of the movie Spy Kids 2.
Hey.
Say hello to Antonio Banderas.
So good to be here. It's always a pleasure to see you, Don, Mike, Bruce. Spycast 2 is such a big, popular movie, which we are going to have some fun today, eh?
Okay.
Are we going to have some fun today?
We're going to have some fun today.
Yes, right. I'd like to have... understand you have... You is a porn star? Is it...
Oh, the anal queen...
Joey.
Chloe.
Joey was here. She's like Anna.
Anal.
Penetrate. Nice. Melanie, my wife from Melanie Griffith, she loves sex. She's a bit of a whore herself. Be aware of that. Don't give me that look. She is. She's a bit of a whore. All the women are... you play the Spanish music. You make fun of me.
No.
It's the same thing.
It's tribute.
You make fun of me. Based on the fact that I've had some of the thick accent that I have had for a long time. But he's so nice to see each and every one of you. How are you?
We are pretty good.
You have a light? You have a match? I brought my chickens. That's it. Just like a true Spanish guy, I got chickens around. Do you have a match for me?
Yeah, I do.
You don't mind if I smoke?
No.
That's a European thing to do. That's what we do in Spain. We smoke.
Here's a lighter. There you go.
I thought we'd enjoy some cockfighting while you wait. Hey, just give me a second. There we go. It's good to be. Now I can be more sophisticated with the talk about Spy Kids 2. I promote that. May I get that out of the way?
Yeah, you want to do your ad for Spy Kids 2? Go ahead.
This is Antonio Banderas. I'd like to say to all the kids, you're looking for a good time. It's a film. It's a good because he has a lot of action.
What is the plot of Spy Kids 2?
It's a good plot. It's so, lots of action. You go to the film and says I'm so angry. There's a line out front, and I can't get in because there's so many kids that line up to see Spy Kids 2. It's a good movie. It's about spies.
And their kids.
Uh-huh. And their parents, they don't know that the parents are spies. Like I play one of the parents, I'm a spy.
I was like, now don't the kids know that the parents are spies and Spy Kids too?
Yeah, but that's not the thing. The thing is very exciting about the whole thing. Is this smoke bothering you? This is good. I enjoy this. I do this for more people that come visit.
This is a good opportunity to smoke in the studio.
You see, just like the old days, eh? But I tell you, it's got crazy shootouts. The bad guys. I tell you the plot in a nutshell.
What? A nutshell?
No, that's not right. You use different slang than I do.
No, tell you the plot in a nutshell.
I put it in a nut. That's the way you explain to me.
A nutshell.
No, the way you say is, I put the plot to you in a nut. It comes in a nut.
No. It's in the
all
shell.
The nuts come in a shell, my friend.
I know.
I am not stupid.
But Antonio.
I am not stupid. I understand.
If you take the nut out, that's where you put the story.
That would be a coconut. That is wrong. No, you are so wrong. I wish I speak better English than you.
To say put it in a nutshell means
you're trying to make me crazy. You always do
it. To condense?
To condense.
To condense, to make it tiny like a peanut?
A peanut.
The story would fit in a peanut shell.
So that's why you say no shell?
Yes, and
in a nutshell.
There could not be a nut.
I make you happy. We compromise?
For you.
Yes. We compromise. They make you happy.
Yeah.
You think you're so smart, I make you look smart. Okay, even though I'm a B-movie star, I say, okay, in a nutshell, make you happy, that's fine. In a nutshell, Spikies 2. Spikies 2 is a good movie. It's got so much shootout. There's special effects. When you are a spy, you put gadget. You say gadget?
Gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Gadgets. Lots of gadgets. Cookie gadgets. So it's chases. Lots of chase bad guys. Chase the kids. Try to save me and my wife, who's played by a... I forget. So many. I bind them all, though.
She a whore?
Yeah, they are whores.
Oh. They're all whores.
Do not forget, they are the whores and the enemy. The women.
The women.
That's very true, you see. The enemy. Don't forget that, my friend. I will tell you right now. I'm a handsome man. I'm a pretty man, you know? Right? I'm a very pretty man.
You're gorgy.
You want some fajitas?
You're gorgy.
I tell you right now. I cook for you. We have some cook fighting, and I cook for you. There you go. Go to it, boys. Guillermo, Sergio, go to it. Go to it. These are the cooks. My two cooks, right? As I cook your fajitas, we'll have Sergio and Guillermo fight for you. You know, on the cross, I put the razors on the talon.
Yeah.
And they fight to the death. Now they don't want to fight. That's why they smell the cooking.
Well, you know what? Then off with their heads.
They smell the cooking.
Off with their heads.
I could kill them and cook them for you. You have chicken for
Cut
you.
Cut their heads off.
That's fine. But here we are. This one. They are dead. They are no longer. You ask, I shall receive. So let me explain. I will use my summarize.
Oh, yeah. Now, here is the plot of Spy Kids 2 by Antonio Banderas.
Okay. A Spy Kids 2 by Antonio Banderas. A great action picture. That has shootouts.
Crazy shootouts.
Chases and gadgets that are used in the... Let me take off my sombrero first. I am not from Mexico, my friend. I am from Spain. You make the distinction. Do not do that. You are a bigot.
And what?
You're a gigantic bigot.
Well,
you are the gigantic bigot of the century.
Hey, Antonio.
He's a bad man. I heard that he's a Nazi spy.
He's Antonio.
A Nazi spy infiltrating your show.
What will I says... When I leave the theater.
You will say to your friends, I'm so angry that I did not get to see Spy Kids 2 because the line was around the street corner, the block. Mm-hmm. The block.
That's what I will say.
Block in a nutshell. There you are. So that's it. We have cockfight. No, we don't have cockfight. We have the movie with gadgets, chases, and cute kids. Cute kids are so, so funny. The kids are smart actors because I believe they are Jewish. And Jewish kids are funny kids.
Are there any car crashes?
No. there's explosions and maybe one or two car fights where you fight. Why so funny with that? You cackle at me because I'm Spanish. That's what you do. No. You're a big ass.
No.
They warn me about you. They say, you can talk to the guy with the football jersey, with the Los Angeles Rams jersey, but you cannot talk to the guy with the big square head with the crooked. He is a dangerous man who does not like foreigners from another country coming into this way. Go.
I understand that you do a great, great impression of your wife speaking.
I do. This is, you like to hear my Melanie?
Yes. Yes. Melanie Griffith speaking.
Okay. Okay, this is, I get into the bedroom for a second. We talked earlier.
Go ahead. Okay.
Melanie would say to me,
Antonio, you want to, you know, I want you to sleep with me. Give me your man. Let me work your mom, Antonio. I want to squeeze it. I want to squeeze it.
You like that? That's the way she talks. Isn't that good?
Her voice is annoying,
dirty
man.
Or she is. I don't steal hubcaps, my friend. You think I steal hubcaps? That's what you do. He's writing things for me to say that I steal hubcaps. That is not true. You're such a bad man. I seriously, I challenge you to a duel. Just like when I was a Zorro.
Good.
You remember that? You remember Zorro?
I remember.
It was Zorro.
You're great.
I was good in that,
very
eh?
Good.
That was with the Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right.
Oh, what a whore.
Oh,
yes. Wow. They are all dirty whores for me. When Antonio gets him in the bedroom, I use my summer eyes. There, you see that? No, women can resist. They summarize with the Antonio verse. People give me I like to answer the critic.
You answer what?
I answer the critics in a nutshell for you.
Okay.
Okay, in a nutshell.
The critics.
I tell you. Oh, I think about Catherine Zeta-Jones like you, my friend. I eat her pico de gallo. It tastes so good. It's so good. That's the best. You know, I heard that Joey, the porn star you have,
Chloe.
And she was talking about...
It was Chloe.
She did not like the man mouth. I love the man's mouth. Is. Can I explain to... Can I speak erotic for you for a second?
Yeah.
Let me explain. This is from me to Don.
Sure, go ahead.
I thought you were a man on mano.
Yes, so, two men talking to each other. Man on man.
This is the best part of the man. It's the mouth. You can make the women crazy with the mouth. You just work the mouth and the tongue, and then you see the summer eyes, and you look up, and you go, this is good. And you look at them in the eyes, you say, oh, you dirty whore. You taste like lime. You taste like delicious limes, fresh from the tree. Wow. You are my little olive. I will find the pit. I will find the pit in your olive. This is so, so good. You make me feel good, and you taste. You're yummy, yummy, yummy. This is good. You're like a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. You are just so, so delicious.
I can't imagine.
That's my sex talk.
I can't imagine that your wife tastes like that.
You are sweet like flan. You are so tasty. That's good. We agree, my friend. You're sweet like flan. You taste just like custard. You are delicious custard. Now, come on, give me the sweetness. Give me the sweetness. And you ask for him, and you take a break, and then you look up and say, I wish to give me the sweetness, because I do taste so like...
What condiment does your wife most taste like? Let's play the magic game, because I'm going to write down my...
In the old days, it was soy sauce.
Oh!
Not good, my friend. In the very old days, it was fish sauce. Like you get in a Chinese restaurant.
My guess would be relish.
Relish, no, not anymore. Now she tastes good now. She tastes old socks. That's not a condiment, though. You do not take old socks and squeeze on your potatoes when you eat them.
No,
does not work. Vinegar, perhaps, and port wine. Just a little bit. Like port wine and vinegar. Just a bit. But it's clean. It's decent. Most all gays do that.
Tony, we're going to take... Pursuit calls right now.
Those men are valid. Then we straight. That's it.
Maybe we have a champion. I don't know. 877-365-3636.
No, there's a choice.
She is gone.
Oh,
yes. Come on, Antonio.
Muy mal.
Lisa's here.
Oh, Lisa. Oh, your producer. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. As she would. You taste the garden. Like the pear. The delicious pear juice. I would sample the pear juice.
Okay, will you do that during the break?
Yes.
We need a call to play Jeopardy right now.
Refry my beans.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
The Don and Mike Show.
The only cure for syphilis of the anus. The Don and Mike Show.
You are funny, my baby. Steve Ellis. I have had.
You
You've had just about everything that is with this, haven't you?
No chlamydia. I don't have chlamydia.
Well, now, there's syphilis. You've had diarrhea.
Diarrhea, cholera, malaria, I have Krebs.
ED.
I have a heart palpitation.
Gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea, yes. Easily treatable, though, my friend. No problem for
you. You give all that stuff to Melanie?
She has had it before I did. She gave most of it to me, and the flu.
Okay, let's play What Was Your Jeopardy with the star of Spy Kids 2.
Yeah, Spy Kids 2, the best movie in the world. Hey, Deborah!
Okay. Antonio Banderas, let's play, Antonio.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a marketeer from Richmond, Virginia. Let's say hi to Jennifer Mapp.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that your name, Mapp?
Yes, Mapp, M-A-P-P.
Hey, bueno. Hi. Now entering the studio is the returning champion. He's got the $110, a lot of money for this show. He is a requiter from Fairfax, Virginia. Let's say hi to Mike Goosebean.
Mike, being a returning low budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
I was actually able to go fly TWA and I enjoyed a good beverage.
Hey, there you go. That tea is good, no?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay, now the studio is the host of a low budget Jeopardy. Please make welcome Ale Caribe Geronimo.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. Who's the guy who used to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Who was that? There's Tom Landry?
No. After him?
That would be Jimmy Johnson?
No, it would be Emmy Johnson.
Emmy Johnson.
And who owns the Cowboys?
Harry Jones. He's a good man. He's a rich man. I've been on the sideline for the Cowboys.
And who played the son on Good Times?
That would be Himi Hehe Walker. That's it. Himi Hehe Walker. That's it. He's funny. Dynamite.
Guys, what are your categories? Categories are...
How about you have a category about Yo-Yo Kobe?
Your categories are American Idol.
I like America. Go America first class.
Mel Gibson movies.
Oh, he's a fag. Oh.
Celebrity news.
Mel Gibson is a fag.
Name that NFL head coach.
Signs.
And new on home video.
I did not write the categories down. You must repeat from
DVD. Okay, they are American Idol.
Todos los mundos.
Mel Gibson movies. Celebrity news.
Hey, Antonio Banderas. Hey, is the news about me?
Name that NFL head coach.
Head coach.
And new on DVD.
DVDs, I have DVD.
And Jennifer.
I have a big player.
You are the challenger. We'll start with you, Jennifer.
Good luck, Jennifer, ma'am. I make love you, ma'am.
Gracias. Can I try celebrity news, please?
Sure.
I have a DVD with Joey.
This fat cow has her own new hit TV show.
Who is Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah,
$1. I have made love to her.
You have?
Oh, she smells bad.
Yeah.
Even down there with my face up near her face.
You can smell her through the TV.
See, very, very bad. Bad cheese. Very bad cheese.
Go again, please, Jennifer.
Let's continue with celebrity news, please.
He is leaving the cast of The West Wing.
Who is Rob Lowe?
Hey, he's a good man.
And for
he
three.
He's a very strong man.
This praying mantis-like singer is developing her own line of perfume.
Who is J-Lo?
Negative.
Miguel, your chance to steal.
Who is Celine Dion?
Right, that was your clue. Praying mantis.
Great pesos for you, Miguel. Select again, please.
Okay, NFL coach for one, please.
He is the coach of your Green Bay Packers.
Who is Mike Sherman?
Right.
Uno. Select again.
Two, an NFL coach, please.
He is the coach of your Denver Broncos.
Who is Mike Shanahan?
Right.
Dos pesos, select again, please.
And three, please.
NFL. He is the coach of your Houston Texans.
Who is Dom Capers?
Right.
Hey, Tres Dolores. Bueno, you are strong. You have a big lead, my friend. You must select again. You move to the next category.
Okay, let's go Mel Gibson 1.
Mel Gibson movies. Everybody loves Mel Gibson.
Thank you.
His latest smash film.
What is Signs?
Right.
Smash my ass. It is not a smash.
It is.
It is not.
It made like $60 million its opening weekend.
Where do you see with Spikies 2? Spikies 2 is such a good movie. It would wow you. It would blow the signs away. Crop circles. Oh, I'm so scared. There's good. Aliens in the field. Oh, scary. That's Spikies 2 chases. Blow-ups.
What will I say when I leave the theater?
You will say I'm angry because he's lying around the block and I'm so bad and angry that I do not get to see. Oh, maybe, hey, there's no line at the Mel Gibson fag movie. Go again, sir.
Mel Gibson 2.
Chick flick. Co-stars Helen Hunt.
What is What Women Want?
Right.
Those Dolores selecting a mic.
And let's finish it.
He wore a dress in this epic.
What is Braveheart?
Right.
$3, such a fan.
It was a kilt, actually.
Yeah, so he wears a dress because that's what he does. He can eat my bimbo.
Wow. Oh.
He can eat my bimbo. Okay, man. This is Antonio. Come over and eat my bimbo.
Go again, Mike.
New on DVD for one, please.
Stars Elijah Wood.
What is Lord of the Rings?
Jennifer, it's a good thing you got a dollar to start this game, because this guy is a freaking buzzsaw.
Yes, the Terminator, my friend.
Take care of NFL.
Yes, a buzzsaw. That's a saw that cuts wood.
That's right.
Cut my wood. No one can cut my wood. It is too hard.
Go again, please.
DVD for two.
Stars Robert De Niro.
What is Showtime?
Showtime, right.
He's pretty good.
And
he is a pretty good actor, Robert De Niro.
As good as you?
No. He does not speak Spanish like me. I am a good actor in two separate languages. I speak perfect English, and I speak Spanish, so that makes me the better of the two. It's times two, multiplication.
I understand that you were also up for that role in Analyze This.
Yes, I was.
The mobster?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you're very good, you. You're very good, you. you. If I go a fag, you die. I rehearsed this whole thing.
Go again, Mike.
Let's finish it for three.
Stars Sissy Spacek.
What is In the Bedroom?
Wow, that's a pull.
Oh, she is so ugly.
That's right.
She is so ugly with your freckles. Oh, I am bisexual. Have you told you that?
You didn't mention that.
Yes, I like men and women. I will please them both. With my mom. Select again, Mike.
Let's go American Idol 1, please.
Former pop star. She's the only female judge on the show.
It was Paula Abdul.
Right.
Oh, muy buena. I would wish to make love with her so bad. She is
really?
So very beautiful. She was a Los Angeles Lakers cheerleader.
Yes, she was.
She is so...
She's a Laker girl.
She has a bit of a big bottom, but she is not bad to... I would like to... Make love with my mouth to her.
For two, American Idol, please.
He's the British prick.
It was Simon.
Huh? You got a last name?
No.
Jennifer, here's a golden opportunity for you to see.
Who is Simon Cowell?
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, give it to her. She got it on the buzzer. Simon Cowell, that's right.
You must select again, Jennifer.
American Idol for three.
Of all the people on the show American Idol, these two are the people who should be publicly executed.
Who
are... Mike, your chance to steal.
Who are B. Arthur and Betty White?
I understand.
No. Yes.
Who is Mel Gibson?
No. No. Those dumb hosts are.
I will sex them.
That's the end of the game.
Jennifer, that's the answer of the first round. I congratulate both of you for your incredible performance, and you have done so well.
And now, who's got one, Antonio?
Miguel is a 22, Jennifer with 5.
All right, guys. Here you go, and your final Love It's a Jeopardy category is...
Ooh, grand finale.
American Idol.
Wow, you like that show, my friend.
This was the title of American Idol judge Paula Abdul's first hit record in 1989. She's a judge on American Idol, title of Paula Abdul's first hit record in 1989. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants, hello, Mr. Jeopardy, received the Antonio Banderas Guide to Dining on a Woman. I am a handsome man, but my best quality is my mouth. And I can teach you how to use your mouth just like me. use your tongue, your lips, even the end of your nose. It works great when you dine on a woman. So read my guide and get ready for a lifetime of oral pleasure, my friend. Now back to the final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you, Antonio.
Now on
JFK with cash for you and me.
All right, so the home stretch. Jennifer, Paula Abdul, her first hit record was...
What is Straight Up Now Tell Me?
Right, hey, Straight Up.
You double, doubly, your score, you have 10 pesos for you, Jennifer. Good.
Yay.
Now, Mike, if you got it, you're the big wiener again.
All right, I said, what is Straight Up?
Straight Up is right, and he's done it again.
Mike Christian, right, you are still a Low Budget Jeopardy champion. You are very smart, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Jennifer Math, don't go away mad. Just go away.
Go away. Adios, my friend. You have lost. You are in trouble.
And now here is Antonio Banderas to tell Mike about his money, and Jennifer, the dirty whore, about her prizes.
And Mike,
my words, not his. Right. I mean, not my words. Antonio's
his words. They all are. They love me. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You have won a parcel. Let's say a parcel of the money. You have doubled short to 44. We added 25, 69 plus 110 previous. 120 cost you. $179 for you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
And now here are your prizes. You were ready for your prizes, beautiful lady.
Well, now you were calling her a whore just moments ago.
I will sex her. No, she is lost again. You have won a pair of tickets to sit in the special Donaldo E. Miguel Rowe at David Lee Roth Sam Hagar concert.
It's only Sammy Hagar now, though. David Lee Roth.
That is at Nissan Pavilion on Friday, August 16th. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster. Are you with Wattlets? And NissanPavilion.com.
But wait. There's more.
You have won a Lord of the Ring, Fellowship of the Ring, DVD and a movie soundtrack. Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring is now available on DVD and VHS. Enter to win the Lord of the Ring. Collect the ring sweepstakes at www.lordoftherings.com. Sorry. I'm totally confused because you're a geek. You giggle.
I'm sorry.
www.lordoftherings.net/collect-the-rings. Congratulations.
Gracias.
You are a very beautiful woman.
Kids, have a great weekend, Jennifer and Mike. And thank you both for listening. And Antonio, what can I say?
I would like to say your audience, please go see Spy Kids. I have to go back to Los Angeles to make love with my mom. And I will say adios to all your fans of your show. You are number one.
Always remember, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Quran Incorporated. It's distributed by Mel Gibson, who is a faggot, and Signs is a bad movie. Check out my hairy ass.
And there he goes.
Man.
There he goes, Antonio Banderas.
Bit of an attitude, if
always
you ask me.
Always the ladies' man. Yeah. Oh, and movies, Spy Kids. I think this week, if you count Spy Kids, which came out on Wednesday.
Right.
You've got, Wednesday. You got three of them this weekend.
Yes.
Right? You've got
Vin Diesel.
You've got Triple X.
Right.
Clint Eastwood, Bloodwork.
Right.
And Spy Kids. And we'll do all three of them right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's a funny kind of a thing, but you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good.
Doc,
thank you.
Mr. Beatty, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something?
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to be getting in touch with you.
Don't, please.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I go fag, you die. Got it?
The Don and Mike Show.
DJ and DA. The Don and Mike Show.
That's at 94 WISP in Philadelphia. Oh, boy. 1 week from today.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
back in Philly at WISP.
Right.
And we're doing a Las Vegas style show from somebody's house.
Yeah.
Next Friday night is our way of saying thanks for the great number one ratings right out of the chute.
Some lucky homeowner will get a private party at their casa.
Cool. And we've discussed all the stuff that goes on with the Las Vegas style show. The girls, the nude stop, the games, the cash prizes, the hooch. I mean, we got it covered.
Your fax letters are pouring in. We've had some great letters already.
Remember, the deadline now is going to be Tuesday. We're going to pick the winner by Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And our toll-free fax number is 800-636-6410.
Keep your letters coming.
Now, I know you're probably listening to the show today and you're saying, goddamn, Don and Mike, you do a pretty good radio show. But I got news for you. You're just scratching the surface.
It's amazing that Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight, the E! Network, they've all asked us to give up this radio thing and actually come aboard as film reviewers, because we possess something that the Rex Reeves, the Leonard Maltons,
Mike, it's a GFG.
Yes.
The gift from God.
Mm-hmm. Gift from God to be able to review movies we have not seen.
Hey, when he reached down to the giant bony Arsenio Hall ET-like finger, he tapped Mike and he tapped me.
He sure did.
And he said, you guys are going to be fat dumbasses in every walk of life.
That's correct.
Except when it comes to movies.
When it comes to movies, you will be able to share this gift with your listeners, and that is the gift of sight.
So here we go. Three movies this weekend are Blood Work, Spy Kids 2, and Triple X.
Very good.
We will start with Blood Work. And I guess I'll go first. Are we rolling? Here we go, 60 seconds. Blood Work by Don. I'm torn on this because I like Clint Eastwood. I like the old Clint Eastwood.
Ah, yes.
I even kind of like Clint Eastwood in some of his new movies. But when it got like to the Bridges of Madison County when he was taking his shirt off.
Yes.
That's when I really lost respect for him. And in Space Cowboys, where you saw his naked ass, I don't need to see that. But I am so ready for Clint Eastwood to have one final movie that's goddamn halfway decent. The only thing that's making me worry is I'm looking at a picture in the newspaper, and it's Angelica Houston, and she's looking at Clint Eastwood, and he's wearing one of them hospital gowns, which means there's probably going to be a scene where he takes his shirt off again.
No!
And I don't want to see his big man teeth, but I'd say, yes, go see it. Mm. Yeah, well, that's it. That's my review of Blood Work. Are you ready, Mike?
I am ready.
And here's your 60 seconds. Go.
Blood Work by Mike. I'm disappointed in Clint Eastwood because he is making choices that are more suited, and I hate to say this, to a younger man. He's going back to the action hero style, which really had passed him by a long time ago. Nobody liked Magnum Force and the Dirty Harry movies more than I do. And you go back far enough to his old spaghetti western days with with the good, the bad, and the ugly. I loved Clint Eastwood.
Right.
And I loved Clint Eastwood in The Unforgiven because he played his age. That's what he did. But in this, he seems to be running around and doing silly stunts that a man half his age should be doing. And that's just not what Clint Eastwood should be doing right now. He thinks he's a younger man, and it's just not becoming. And I saw a couple of these stunts, and it really looks like Clint is having a bit of a tough time getting through the ropes. So please, Clint, make a movie more suited to your age. That's the only reason. I know you're a great movie guy. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up. But really, this movie is not you.
Thumbs down. I just saw he's the director, too. So I don't know. I'd still see him. Okay, second movie. Spy Kids 2, and it's your turn to go first.
Spy Kids 2. Yes, 2. That's right. Another sequel. I say this, it seems like, every week. Hollywood cannot come up with an original idea. Sequels should be based on movies that lend themselves to sequels. the whole thing about Spy Kids 1 were the kids figuring out that their parents were secret agents. You don't go to the well on this. That was the story. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end. And then you're just stretching it out because the movie did a decent box office. And now you got to go to the well one more time. And Antonio Banderas, come on. You should be Zorro. You should be Zorro 2 or Zorro 3, not Spy Kids 2. And I don't like those cute little kids that they parade around like Shirley Temple. This movie is dumb with a capital D. It will be a waste of time and highly unentertaining. Don't go see it. It's a bad movie. I think you would be wasting your time and everybody's time that you choose to go with. My veto on this movie is passionate.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's why I'm keeping my eyes closed.
Very dramatic. All right.
I don't think we're going to disagree on this one.
You don't think?
Don't think so.
We shall see.
Spy Kids.
Yes.
By Donnie. Well, now, my kid's out of the demo, so we didn't see the first Spy Kids.
Right.
Which I understand was one of those movies that came out of nowhere and actually might have been a pretty good movie, pretty funny premise.
Right.
I've seen the ads for Spy Kids 2. I have one word, blue screen. It might as well be the weatherman at Action News standing in front of a map showing you why a front is coming down from Canada and the humidity is going to be breaking any time. Because it looks so goddamn phony when you have these kids flying through the air and you've got the kids putting the glasses on and the glasses go boing, 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 boing. And Antonio Banderas, please, English is like his eighth language. He speaks seven languages better. It's a marketing ploy to sell toys and to get you to McDonald's. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
No way. Wouldn't see it on a bet.
Very good.
And that brings us to the weekend's most anticipated film.
Yes.
Triple X. Triple X. And I am ready. Triple X. By Don. Vin Diesel. One word. Overrated. I agree. We need a new Arnold. We need a new Rambo. We need a new Sly. But let it happen naturally. My problem with this guy is that he's manufactured this thing that he's gonna be the next Arnold. And I don't hate Vin Diesel. I liked him in the movie Boiler Room.
Great movie.
I watched The Fast and the Furious, and he sucks. I've seen the ads for this, and he sucks. He's doing an Arnold impression, except he doesn't have the bad accent. And the problem is, there's tons of brainwashed, stupid teenagers like my son who think he's the next big thing, who will make this movie happen this weekend. But I'm telling you, it stinks worse than Anna Nicole Smith's vagina.
Gee.
This movie, I wouldn't... Wow. Compassionate. And listen,
one more thing.
He ain't no James Bond, okay? That's an insult to Jimmy B.
Right. And his doctor.
Are you ready, Mike?
Yes. Triple X by Mike. Vin Diesel, I am a big fan. I loved Boiler Room, as we as you mentioned earlier. Boiler Room was a fantastic movie. He was a great supporting cast member in Saving Private Ryan. Then I made the tragic error of watching Fast and the Furious on DVD, which is really, in my opinion, one of the top five worst movies I have ever seen. A horrible movie, and Triple X looks like it's exactly the same type of movie, where it's this hero worship, action-adventure crap. Vin Diesel, listen to me. You are too good an actor, and I'm giving you a compliment here. You're too good an actor to do this kind of crap. You should save yourself for better scripts, more intelligent movies. Action-adventure is a cop-out just because you got a shaved head and the big arms. F it. Make some decent movies. You got some acting training. You could entertain us. Triple X, dumb movie for dumb people. And you are right. This movie will have a smash weekend. But I say nay, nay, nay. You, sir, are no Matt Damon.
And if there were no Matt Damon.
Or no Ben Affleck.
There'd be no Ben Affleck. And that's it.
Did we have one of those terrible weeks where we slammed all of them?
No, I'd go see Blood Work.
Okay, I would. I give it a thumbs down. Looks dumb.
I'd go see that. Well, if given the choice of the three,
Blood Work would be my choice. If I had to go to one of the three, I'd definitely go to Blood.
And that's kind of what we're trying to do, is give you a guideline to date night number one.
I mean, I love Clint Eastwood. I mean, he's a legitimate movie star, but this movie doesn't look good.
It's bad. You got to go to something.
Yeah.
To go to Atlanta, yeah.
Triple X looks just like Fast and the Furious, which was one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen.
And if you've seen the ad,
there's a skateboard on top of a car.
You've seen the movie.
Right.
But trust me, there's lots of kids wearing cargo pants my son.
Amen.
We're going to go see this. As a matter of fact, my kid has been counting down the days to when Triple X opens up.
It looks stupid. And what's that jacket he's wearing? With the sheepskin collar?
And what? I know I got bonus time here, but just one thing I want to say. Sam Jackson. What the F are you doing in this movie?
Yeah, you remember Pulp Fiction?
Sam Jackson. Yeah, Rob, I know it's money. But listen, Sam.
You can do better.
You can do so much better than this. You know what you are in this? You're his butler. Okay?
Ooh.
And I mean that the way it sounds.
Wow.
You're his butler.
Perhaps you'll be.
Christ, it should be the other way around.
Absolutely.
It should be that Sam Jackson is the star of the movie, and Vin Diesel is the guy who's got a small part.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Samuel Jackson is a fantastic actor that can do better work.
All right, Sam.
This house is so gone crazy.
Now stop it.
It's driving me nuts. That's it.
Gee, who gave you that taste?
My conjoined twin. And now we're ready for Buzz with some news.
You guys have been doing well.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
You guys have been doing very well since being separated.
And Mike.
Yes.
He does think.
Yes.
Lady protests too much.
I agree. I'm resisting that tidal wave, but I can't.
Might I mention a phone call I received earlier today?
Yes, I had to share that with you.
Here is it. There's something on TV.
Yeah.
Mike said you got to see.
I should have called Rob, too.
He was right. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, Charlton Heston begins to fade away.
Damn dirty apes.
These pipes are clean.
Soylent Green
is people.
Okay, stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
From my cold, dead professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Think about that fax number one more time from Philadelphia. Next week we'll be there on Friday.
Oh, boy.
Las Vegas style show from somebody's house.
Yeah.
Send us a letter. You got to fax it to us. We don't trust the emails.
No. Not at all.
I like the old-fashioned fax machine.
It works well.
800-636-6410.
It speaks to the genitalia. The Don and Mike Show.
We'll pick the winner next week. Be in Philly on Friday. And now...
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
Right.
Here's Groovy Buzz.
Hi, Doc. Hi, Mike. Actor and National Rifle Association President Charlton Heston says he has symptoms of Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes.
How's he know?
Heston released the news today in a video that was played at a news conference and broadcast on CNN. Apparently, he's met with his doctors in the last few days.
Winner!
Noticing symptoms recently.
Winner! Winner!
Reporters at the news conference were given transcripts of his statement, each one personally signed.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Each statement personally signed by Heston, a spokesman told the reporters they should keep the autographed statement
from
as a souvenir.
From my cold, dead trees.
The 78-year-old Heston has appeared in over 150 movies and TV shows and is reportedly working on yet another film still.
Full chamber.
Daimler Chrysler is recalling nearly 500,000 PT Cruisers.
Ah, you idiot!
Because of a fuel pump leak.
Rob, try to contain your joy.
The Dodge Neon.
You mean, neons, right? Yeah, right. Really, it's a Dodge Neon car
with a fancy old-fashioned type body.
Right? I sure do love it, Dad!
Company says the problem was discovered in a government crash test.
Oh, no.
But it says it's got no complaints or reports of incidents.
Good luck.
2001 and 2002 models are included in the
good
recall.
Yeah,
good luck. It was already tough to get a parking space in Washington. Now it's worse. The Secret Service is banning trucks and all street parking in the several blocks alongside the White House complex.
Smart.
Officials say they want to protect the White House from possible truck bombing attacks, but they say they haven't gotten any specific threats.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
You know, listen, as someone who has lived in the city virtually my entire adult life.
That's true.
Let me just say, you don't close down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right.
You just don't do it. I mean, if you've got to have guards down there,
yeah,
do it. But you know what? The whole part of being an American really is the fact that you can get in your car and you can drive down Pennsylvania Avenue.
You look to your right and see the White
House. You can go, look, that's the president's house.
Right.
I hate the way that it is now that they have those big concrete things.
Yeah, the barriers.
Walls, right?
Yeah.
And you can't, and not to mention the fact that really, if you're trying to get anywhere downtown, it just F's up traffic.
And it will F it up even worse now.
Oh, yeah. And hello, there have been douchebags who have jumped over the wall.
Sure.
There have been douchebags that have flown planes into the White House.
Yeah, and right now where the barricades are, even the biggest truck bomb would not do any damage. It might blow out some windows. That's about it.
And this is going to make it really hard for Charlie Stoick's dad like to get to his house at 17th and Constitution.
It's ridiculous.
And where is he going to park the Wintermobile?
They won't even let him take his bicycle in there.
I just think, it's America.
Yeah.
Part of being an American is the fact that it's not like you go into some goddamn third world country
right.
where the emperor lives in a gigantic mansion that's surrounded by barbed wire and you can see it with binoculars.
Very frustrating.
Not a palace.
Really? Come on.
Elizabeth McGarry thinks airport security went too far the day they made her drink her own breast milk.
Oh.
Liz was carrying three bottles of the stuff for her baby.
What did you say, Buzz?
The day they made her drink her own breast milk.
Yum, yum. Now I'm turned on.
Liz was carrying three bottles of the stuff for a baby. She and her daughter were about to board a Delta flight from New York's JFK to Miami International. At the time, security was allowed to make passengers drink from containers. That rule has since been changed.
Sure.
But Elizabeth says the experience was embarrassing and disgusting. She's pursuing her complaint. The government's investigating the incident.
Disgusting.
You're going to have to disgusting, embarrassing. Now drink it.
A victory for John Henry Williams. His dad, the late, great Ted Williams, apparently remained frozen.
Oh, God.
The Williams estate has withdrawn its request for a court to settle the dispute over fire and ice. One of Williams' daughters wants to enforce his written will that he be cremated, but the estate's lawyer now says he's convinced the baseball legend did want to be cryogenically frozen.
Freeze me, John Henry.
The daughter says she'll keep fighting. Want to see Carm Soprano naked?
No, that's all right.
I would look.
Edie Falco, the actress, completely nude, facing toward and away from the audience in a new Broadway play. The play's called Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune.
Oh.
Theater critics say Kathy Bates didn't show nearly this much when she did the play in 1987.
Here's Kathy Bates.
Ew.
So there's that.
Ew.
Hi, Kathy. Carm's naked.
If you were to steal the identity of actor Will Smith, would you use it to go shopping at Sears?
If Kathy Bates isn't finished yet.
There she goes.
There, she's done now.
If you stole Will Smith's identity, would you go shopping at Sears?
What you talking about?
Carlos Lomax, who looks nothing like Smith, is accused of getting a Sears credit card using the actor's name, Willard C. Smith, and Smith's social security number.
Hey, hello, I'm getting jiggy with it.
He better not tell his parents.
Who's that?
No, the guy that stole this better not play his
why?
His
why, Mike? Why?
His parents just don't understand.
Prosecutors say Carlos used his...
Always my favorite Will Smith song.
Used his Sears card to buy about $5,000 worth of stuff.
Parents just don't understand.
And they say Carlos has done this at least once before, doing 2 years in prison for using the American Express card he got by pretending to be Atlanta Hawks basketball player Steve Smith. He seems to like the name Smith. And HBO is being sued by a screenwriter who says the show 6 Feet Under was her idea. McDonald says the series is based on a script she wrote in 1997 about a family that runs a funeral home. She's accusing HBO of breaking copyright laws. The man who's credited with creating the show, Alan Ball, says he was approached by HBO with a request to make a series about a family that runs a funeral home. HBO says it did nothing wrong.
Except Arliss.
Well, that.
Useless Arliss.
A Philadelphia teacher has been barred from the classroom for 2 years for confiscating a student's newspaper and setting it on fire. Officials say the history teacher had told students not to read anything other than classwork in her room. Her lawyer says she'll appeal.
Duh! Yeah, right. I'm sorry.
You won't be reading this anymore.
I come down on the side of the teacher.
Yeah, I'm going to set it on fire right now. And if you protest, I'm going to set you on fire. I'll set the whole classroom on fire. There you go. Come on now.
Thank you. A California teacher has avoided life in prison for her affair with a 15-year-old student. 33-year-old Tanya Haddon drove the boy across...
Nothing to do with the story.
...across state lines to have sex with him. The San Bernardino High School teacher spent 3 days in Las Vegas area motels with her student. Now she's facing up to 26 years prison time in both Nevada and California.
This news is stressing me out. My stomach's burning.
I can hear that.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's this acid and it's like somebody set my stomach. It's like somebody set my stomach on fire.
A burning sensation.
Oh, we got a break.
Okay then.
Okay.
Have we got any thumbs?
Oh, I missed the beginning of it. I'm sorry. I missed the beginning of that one. Gee.
Well, that was mine.
Hold on a second. We will be right back. After this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Never forget. Never. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Bundy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Please cue the dramatic gloom and doom music. There are...
Hold on. You know, you gotta...
Wait a minute.
You gotta tell us in advance when you want the gloom and doom music.
But Rob knew this was coming.
You gotta give us... Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Just requesting the dramatic gloom and doom music. Because...
Hello?
Well, there's a reason.
Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys. What's up? What's going on? Hey, Buzz.
Just, Buzz is doing the news.
Yeah, just finishing up the show.
What, Tom?
I'm doing the news too, buddy.
What's the story, Buzz?
There are dangerous prairie dogs on the loose.
In your throat?
Yes. Dangerous prairie dogs on the loose. They were supposed to be harmless pets shipped from Texas where they grow them. The stores here in Virginia and Mississippi, but it turns out the prairie dogs may be infected with tularemia, a bacterial disease that can make humans seriously ill. The prairie dogs are also shipped to pet stores in West Virginia, Florida, Nevada, and Washington State.
I apologize. I'm the last who should be making fun of someone with a frog in their throat.
Tularemia.
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 The Tularemia. That's an Irish lullaby.
Thank you, Rob. When the moon hits your eye.
When the moon hits your eye.
Like a big pizza pie.
With a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
That must amore.
People who've handled sick or dying prairie dogs in the past 3 weeks are being told to call their doctors and their local health department.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Turtle around.
Round, I get around, I get around.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Come on, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
Singing to you.
Yes.
In sports, Tony Stewart says NASCAR went too easy on him when it fined him $10,000 for punching a photographer, so his sponsor is hitting him harder.
F you, Tom.
Watch it.
Home Depot is fining the Winston Cup star $50,000 and keeping him on probation for the rest of the season.
F off, Tom.
Home Depot's...
F off you.
Says the money will go to the United Way.
You.
Stewart's home state of Indiana.
You.
What do you get when you fall in love?
Eat my ass, Tom.
Get the heck off.
Uh-huh.
Watch it.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
I'll never fall in love again.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Tom?
Yes?
You need to snap your rubber band.
Bang.
Shut up, Tom.
It worked.
Hey, very good, Tom.
Buzz?
You what? Shut up, Charlie.
You shut up.
But only for
Charlie,
a moment.
Charlie, you shut up.
Shut up.
Finally.
Shut up, Charlie.
How come I couldn't sing this good during karaoke?
Your voice was worse.
But no, but there are some songs that I can actually carry the tune on.
You have perfect pitch.
Yeah.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Get around. I get around. I get around. Round, get around. I get around. Round of town. What's up?
Hey, Buzz?
Yes, Tom.
Are you done with the news?
No, not yet. Something happened that derailed me.
Train derailment?
Sort of like that. Finally, an Illinois man is accused of harassing his estranged wife by digging holes that look like graves in her driveway.
Eat me, Tom.
Eat me, God dang it.
Leroy McClure has been arrested twice in the last few days. Last time it was for violating a keep-away court order. This week, he was charged with disorderly after his soon-to-be ex found the first casket-sized hole in her driveway.
Wait a minute. What?
McClure told police he was digging to search for a damaged water line, but police aren't buying that.
Buzz, you're being a real trooper today.
Yes. Hey, Buzz, you're being a boot trooper today, buddy.
Yeah, so are you, Tom.
Yes.
And hey, Charlie?
The judge isn't buying it either. He told McClure this
Charlie?
Digging business is going to have to stop.
Eat
I'm
me,
Buzz
eat
Burbank
me.
On the
Charlie,
Don and Mike show. Have a nice weekend.
Eat me, Tom.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Shut up. Shut up.
Love you, sweet. Love you, Bart.
Shut
up. Did he just say what they thought he said?
Maybe.
Yes, he did.
I don't know.
Shut up, Tom.
Shut up, Charlie.
You shut up.
Shut up, Charlie.
Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Have a great weekend. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
Good day,
good day to you, sir.
Bob.
Shut up, Tom. No, you shut up. Good day to you, sir, Bob.
Shut up.
Hey, Rob, can you?
Can you, Bob?
No. Shut up.
I can't. I can't.
You do it, Bob.
F you, Tom.
Watch it. Toodle-ass.
Me, Tom. Ass.
Toodle-ass.
Toodle-ass.